Remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Brittany Griner, the American female basketball player who was held for months in Russian prisons on drug charges, was released Thursday in a prisoner swap for international arms dealer Victor Bout. White House Bureau Chief, VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittig-Waswara has the report.
The WNBA star Brittany Griner was released after months held in Russia. President Joe Biden announced from the White House Thursday morning.
This is a day we've worked toward for a long time. We never stopped pushing for her release.
Griner was released in a one-for-one prisoner swap for international arms dealer Victor Bout. Biden first announced in a tweet, which included photos of himself in the Oval Office with Griner's wife, Sherelle Griner.
Today, my family is whole, but as you all are aware, there's so many other families who are not whole.
Retired U.S. Marine Paul Whelan has been imprisoned in Russia for nearly 4 years on espionage charges that the U.S. says are false.
And while we have not yet succeeded in securing Paul's release, we are not giving up. We will never give up. And we'll keep negotiating in good faith for Paul's release. I guarantee that.
Griner was detained in Russia in February. Patsy Wittig-Waswara, VOA News at the White House.
The Kremlin said Thursday it's up to Ukraine's president to end the military conflict in the country, suggesting terms that Kyiv has repeatedly rejected, while Russian President Vladimir Putin vowed to press on with the fighting despite Western condemnations. In a telephone briefing, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky knows when it may end. It may end tomorrow if he wishes. The Ukraine war has deteriorated relations between Russia and much of the rest of the world, but limited cooperation continues in some areas, as evidenced by the release of Brittany Griner Thursday. The Kremlin has long said Ukraine must accept Russian conditions to end the fighting, now in its 10th month. This is VOA News. The first shipment of Ebola vaccines have arrived in Uganda.